Nancy Friday made her reputation with My Secret Garden and My Mother Myself, provocative books about women's sexual fantasies and women's relationships with their mothers. Her latest book tackles another treacherous topic, beauty. The book is called The Power of Beauty. Maureen Carrigan has a review.
Hallelujah! No more budget-busting visits to the hair salon or Clinique counter for me. Thanks to Nancy Friday, I've resolved to stop fretting about my general appearance and concentrate instead on feeling good about my genitals. I now know the scorn we women heap onto our limp hair and cellulite-pocked thighs is really displaced loathing for our privates. If women could transform this repugnance into reverence, we could fully enjoy our beauty and sexuality. When we love our genitals, Friday writes, we are more likely to love ourselves. Maybe Friday should have called her new book, My Vagina, Myself. The Power of Beauty is quintessential Friday, a hodgepodge of autobiography and cultural commentary erratically supported with psychological and sociological data and seasoned with sexy talk. Like Camille Paglia, whom she admires but whose erudition she lacks, Friday spews forth theories with all the precision of a crop duster. Occasionally, she'll say something insightful about, say, the invasion of nail salons on city streets. More often, though, her scattershot observations about the ominous spreading of lesbian chic and the tyranny of what she refers to as card-carrying feminists like Gloria Steinem and Naomi Wolf fall wide of the mark. By the way, what do these cards look like? Central headquarters must have forgotten to send me mine. Underneath all its digressions, The Power of Beauty sticks to two storylines. The primary one explores the enduring influence our looks have over our lives. The secondary one describes the detrimental effects of the women's movement. Beginning in the nursery, Friday claims, women let their daughters know that there is something ugly about them emanating from down there. Boys, because they separate more fully from their mothers, don't internalize this sense of defectiveness and grow into pot-bellied manhood thinking they look fine. Friday argues that because feminism has exalted the mother-child bond, today's fathers feel unwelcome in the nursery and so withdraw their healthy, genital-accepting presence. That most men were even less of a presence in the nursery, let alone near the potty, before feminism, is a fact Friday ignores. She proceeds to unfairly blame the women's movement for squelching women's interest in beauty and sex. Alas, she writes, sex has never been a chapter in modern feminism. In passages like that one, which saturate her book, Friday virtually equates the penis hatred of an Andrea Dworkin with the sexual attitudes of contemporary feminism. A quick look at the updated edition of that 1969 classic, Our Bodies, Ourselves, would remind Friday of the crucial role the women's movement has played in educating women about their bodies and sexual pleasure. Friday's negative take on feminism is especially galling because her insights concerning female adolescent development and women's need to own their sexuality were initially offered by feminist thinkers like Carol Gilligan and Lonnie Garfield Barback. Even Friday's anecdotal style was widely legitimized by feminists who argued that personal experience was pertinent to cultural analysis. Friday concludes her own odyssey towards self-acceptance in traditional fashion with a wedding. Suffused with a sense of her own desirability, Friday marries for a second time to an adoring man. She describes her custom-made gown and the exchange of vows at the Rainbow Room. I know I'm about to play right into Friday's hands. She's adept at accusing women reviewers who criticize her of envy. But after reading 500-plus pages of this mother and feminist-bashing dreck, when I finished Friday's description of her dream nuptials, I wanted to smash that wedding cake right into her smug little face.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.